Yerushalmi Ma'asasheni, corresponding to Bavli, Bechoyroif, Daf Nun Vov. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Gimel Amad Aleph, four lines from the bottom of the page, Man Kaimin. Man Kaimin, Im Gedela Zachas Besimonim, Im Bekatana Katan Zacha. They want to ask the question, what's the Mishnah's case of the Jewish maidservant? If he's already adult, she would have already gone free when she showed signs of physical maturity, which is two pubic hairs. And if she's a child, how could she make an acquisition to be able to redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni? Am Reb Yudan Bar Shalom, Koimi Reb Yosi, Tipata, Commander Amma, Hakotan, Toirim. Reb Yudan Bar Shalom answered to Reb Yosi that it follows the opinion of Reb Yehuda that a child is able to separate Tumah, and similarly he can redeem Ma'aseh Sheni. Amale Bar Fila, Commander Amma, should say, Ein Hakotan, Toirim, Kotan, Zocha. Adazin Durabonon, The Taman Nicha, the Taman Amrin, B'shem of Nachman by Yaakov, Kol Shem Nesnin Loi Egoiz Mashlichot Sovu Hunot Loi Hamotze B'Yodai Kamotze Ba'Ashpa. Rabbi Yosi said back to Rabbi Yudan Ba'Shalom, we could even follow the opinion of Rabbanon that a child is not able to separate Truma. According to the Rabbanon of Bavel, it's fine, as they say in the name of Rav Nachman by Yaakov, that if any child who is given a nut throws it away, and if he's given a stone he accepts it, then if a person takes something from his hand, it's like taking from the garbage. If he accepts a nut and rejects a stone for the sake of peace, theft from him is considered theft. If he accepts a nut and a stone and he saves them for later, theft from him is considered full theft. However, he can acquire for himself but not for others. Rav Huna Amakshem Shu Zeche La'atzmai Kachu Zeche La'achirim. Rav Huna disagrees and he says, no, just as he can acquire for himself, he can acquire for others. Hakom Moedim She'ein Matnasi Matana Dichsiv Ki Yiten Ish Matnas Ish Matana Vein Matnas Koton Matana. All agree that his gift is not considered a gift, as the Pasuk says in Shmais Perkov Beis Pasuk Vav, when a man shall give, meaning that a man's gift is a gift, but a child's gift is not a gift. Divri Chachomim Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, La'olam ein gezeila gezel gomo ad yavi shtei saras. But according to the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael, then it's difficult, as Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi quoting Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that stealing from him is not considered a full act of theft until he shows signs of physical maturity. Ve'abo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan had the tema lahitzi memenu b'din, eva lahavi korban shavua kolam emoidi ad yavi shtei saras. The Rabbo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, asked the question, when the Rabbanon of Bavel said that stealing from a child with understanding is considered complete theft, it was referring to extracting it from the thief through Beis Din, but as for bringing a sacrifice and making a false oath when acting as a watchman, all agree it can only be brought by an adult. But according to the Rabbanon here, who say that a child cannot acquire for others, how do they understand the mission that seems to allow a maidservant who is a child to acquire? As you say, Chavraya, B'shem Rabbi Yosi, Boy, Me'ata Fila Atzmai Lo Yizke, Tichziv Ereyu, Ad Sheyehe Koreyu. Chavraya asked, in the name of Rabbi Yosi, that if so, he shouldn't be able to acquire even for himself, as the Pasuk says in Shmais Perkov Beis, Pasuk Vav, if a man shall give his neighbor. The receiver must be like the giver, means not a child. And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Rabbi Yosi, B'rabun, B'shem, as you say, Rav, Shmuel, Bar Rav Yitzhak, Patala, B'shitas, Afutus. The Gemara answers that according to the Rabbanon of Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah is discussing the ruling about small children aged 6 to 10 depending on their intelligence. The Tanin and Taman, Afutus, Mikram Mekach, Machram Mimkar, B'metaltalin. The Mishnah in Maseches Gittin says that small children, their acquisitions and their sales are valid. V'ataninan, אבל אינו מזכה לידי בני אביתו הקטנים ולידי עבדי ושפחוסי הכנעניים מבני שיודון כי ידי. The Gemara asks a question against Rav Huna from the Mishnah in Maseches Eruvin concerning Shetufei Mavois, which is joining ownership in an alleyway, but if he cannot confer possession through his young son or daughter or through his Canaanite slave or slave woman because their hands are like his. Rabban de Kisrin Amrin Hai Kan Vekotten Sheish Baidath Kan Vekotten Sheim Baidath. The Rabbanon of Kisrin answered that that Mishnah refers to a younger child below the age of 6 who has no understanding. Rav Huna was referring to an older child who has understanding, meaning between the ages of 6 and 10. Teman taninan hasholas apar v'shilcholoi b'yad b'noi b'yad avdei b'yad shluchoi leitha da'amma sha'eved zocha mirabai la'acher. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia says that if a person borrowed a cow and the lender sent it in the hands of his son, his slave, his messenger, if the cow died on the way, the borrower is exempt. Doesn't this show that a Canaanite slave is able to acquire on behalf of another? And Rabbi Elazar, Tipater Be'evet Ivri, Rabbi Elazar answers, no, it's referring to a Jewish slave. And Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Tifterina Be'evet Kanani, Tipater Ba'imelai Tzachla V'hi Bar Me'eleha V'tani Kain Henhiga Himshicha Karla Uvasa Achav Nifchaevla L'shalem Keshoel. Rabbi Yochanan says it could even be referring to a Canaanite slave. It's when he said to him, open the gate for it, and it entered by itself. The Braitha taught that if he led it, pulled it, or called for it, and it came after him, he's obligated to pay like a borrower. Reb Zeira Shamala Minhacha Aval Einu Mezakeh Layadei Benoyo Vitei Katanim Layadei Avdei Veshichosei Hakananim Bepnei She'ein Yodon Kiyadoi Leith Hadar Amma She'ein Ha'eved Zocha Mirabi La'acher. Reb Zeira learned from the following to resolve whether or not a Canaanite slave can acquire from his master for another. In the same Mishnah in Eruvin, it says that one may not confer possession using his young son or daughter, or his Canaanite slave or slave woman, because their hands are like his hands. Doesn't that prove that a Canaanite slave can acquire from his master for another? The answer is no. It follows with Meir, who says that a slave's hand is like his master's hand. V'atani ishtoi Rabbi Meir d'varayad eisha kiyad baila. The Gemara asks the question, but the Mishnah there also says that he can confer possession through his wife. Rav Meir says that a wife's hand is like her husband's hand. And Rav Hananiah, quoting Rav Pinchas, answers that Mishnah could be explained like Rav Shimon Elazar in the following Braisa. The Braisa says that a person's wife may not redeem Maaseh Sheni for him without adding the extra fifth. Rav Shimon Elazar says from Meir that she may do so. Vadein Tanaya, Rav Meir, Ovid Yad Eved Kiyad Rabba, V'lo Yad Isha, Ha'isha Kiyad Bala. For this Tana, Rav Shimon Elazar holds that Rav Meir views a slave's hand like his master's hand, but does not view a wife's hand like her husband's hand. Rav Shonah Yo'isin Kain B'mois, a Tosefta tells us that originally they would act deceptively with money, meaning that they would give money to others to use to redeem their Maaseh Sheni, so that when they would redeem it, they would be exempt from paying the extra fifth. Ha'inoitlin oisam obochin eskinish yo'isen bepeiros. But when people who were asked to do this began to run away with the money, the Chacham decreed that they should give the produce rather than money, the owner should redeem that produce using his own money, and the produce should then be returned to the owner. But despite this, these recipients didn't return the produce to the owner, and instead they ate it themselves. So the Chacham decreed that they should credit the person with the Maaseh Sheni, which is one-tenth of the total produce, by making a kinyan agav, which is an acquisition on the produce that accompanies an acquisition on any size field. Rabbi Inaya Bar Sisi Salak Gabe Rabbi Yona Amalei Efreg Lecha Bahadar Sila Amai Iboi Minas Nasa Chaza Venasta Minei. Rabbi Inaya Bar Sisi went to see Rabbi Yona. He said to Rabbi Yona, I will redeem for you that produce with that seller coin. Rabbi Yona replied, you can take the seller as a gift. Rabbi Inaya did so and then used it to redeem the produce, and afterwards Rabbi Yona took back the coin. Rabbi Yona Kadcharis Date De'ilinosta Lehava Ameli Klum Lefum Kain Yavis Yasa Le. Rabbi Yona says, I estimated that even if I take the coin back, Rinaya will agree to it and won't say anything, and therefore I agreed to give it to him.